Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we are rolling right along. Man, it's the final hour already. Gosh, I feel like it's been a great night. It's the final hour. You know what we need, Chris? I feel like it's been way too long.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Well, with that set up here, let's go into some things because there was a terrorist attack in Atlanta. You already saw it. We brought it up recently. I won't go into all the details of it. 23 people facing domestic terrorism charges going after some place where cops train in Atlanta area. Don't worry about the details of it. Chris did some digging, though, because their names and faces are all over online. And Chris asked me last night. It wasn't part of the show. It was just something he asked me during the break. Interesting looking at the backgrounds of these guys. So many of these guys are rich kids. And it occurs to me that I have not talked about this very much, if not ever, on the show. So let's have a chat about communists and communism, right? Let's have a chat about how we end up where we are. Understand that there are two paths to becoming a communist. This applies in America. It's applied in the Soviet Union, Cambodia. It doesn't matter wherever. There are two paths to becoming a communist. One path is the really, really poor path. If you're a poor person or a malcontent, because remember, communism isn't about the bourgeois or whatnot. It's just the search for society's malcontents so you can grab them and use their bitterness to achieve power for yourself by destroying the society that you hate. That's the route the malcontent has to play. For us, you would think of them as, what's the poor route? Black Lives Matter. That's a poor route. That's the people who are in Black Lives Matter, burning American cities, a bunch of dirtballs, and they think that if they help Joe Biden and the Democrats, if they help burn down America, they think they will somehow run something one day. I'm not going to play the Yuri Bezmenov thing, but that's what they think. They never will, of course. The climate change nutters. You're some degenerate sitting at home and you think the car exhaust is changing the planet. And you don't have anything to live for, so you just go for it. You don't have any money. You don't have anything. And you just go start, derailing trains or something like that. That's what you do. So there's a poor path to communism. But that's never, or I shouldn't say never, that's rarely the path to leadership positions in communism. Just going to go over a couple things. By the way, I took about 2 seconds to, quote, research this. I knew it was accurate, so I just went to Wikipedia of all places, but it's true. I'm just going to go in order. All right, this is in order. I have them all pulled up on my phone. I didn't have Chris print them off for me. That's just because I'm lazy. Number one, what's this first one here? Lenin. Vladimir Lenin. First sentence of Vladimir Lenin's biography. Born to an upper middle class family. Huh. Okay. That's Vladimir Lenin. What's the second one here? This one is Che. This is Che. You remember Che. Of course, everyone remembers Che. He's the one that, ended up dying at the hands of, kind of us and kind of about some other people. We won't go into the American involvement in that whole thing, but you should know that he was a wealthy child. A wealthy child. Ernesto Che, he left his home to go crusade across South America, but you should understand his parents were extremely wealthy. Che's parents were very, very wealthy. Okay, well, that's interesting. What's the next one here? Just going along. Oh, Salvador Allende. Doesn't get as much play, mainly because he got bounced from power so quickly by Che, or by Augusto Pinochet. That was the Chile Rebellion, where they had the communists and Chile and Augusto Pinochet and the others decided they didn't want communism, so they dumped the whole thing. Anyway, he was born in Santiago. He was a son of Salvador Castro, Laura Gosson Uribe, and his family belonged to, and I quote, the Chilean upper middle class. Huh, are you picking up on a theme here so far, Chris? So far, that's Lenin, that's Che, oh, look at this one, Pol Pot. Pol Pot's a good one. Surely he was poor, right? I mean, after all, when you picture Cambodia and what Pol Pot did there, you're picturing the rice fields, and they barely have a cloth except, Pol Pot was educated at some of Cambodia's most elite schools. Born to a prosperous farmer, he was actually involved with the royal family of Cambodia. Huh. Rich parents, rich schools. Pol Pot, do you know where Pol Pot learned about the wonder of communism? Was it in the rice fields of Cambodia, just trying to get by? He learned about it while going to college in Paris, while going to an elite foreign school in Paris. That's where Pol Pot learned to become a communism. Oh, wait, let's do one more, just for funsies. Mao, because he's the most murderous human being who ever lived, responsible for more human death than anyone in history. Was Mao just this poor rural farmer? I know that's what he told all the Chinese when he was coming up through the ranks and murdering everybody in his country, but was he just some hard-scrabble, down-on-his-luck farmer? Nope. Quote, Mao was the son of a prosperous peasant and Shaoshan Hunan. You see, Mao's father was a wealthy farmer in rural China who had several people who essentially worked for him, were servants of his. Why so wealthy? We're looking at all these Antifa dirt balls in Atlanta, and Chris asked me the question, I don't understand. Why are so many of these people rich kids? Well, here's why you don't understand. Here's what so many people don't understand. Oftentimes, this is not obviously universal by any stretch of the imagination, so I'm not indicting you if you have money. If you have money and you've been successful, good. But oftentimes when you have success, when you are financially successful in life, you get that way because being financially successful, it occupies a huge amount of your time and your mind. That's a huge reason why. And remember, time is finite. Time is finite. When you see somebody who's truly the greatest ever at something, a sports star or something like that, the chances that guy is a disaster in his personal life are really, really strong. Now, it's not just because he's a bad guy. If you're a professional basketball player, the greatest one who ever lived, Michael Jordan, if you're Michael Jordan, do you have any idea how much time and dedication it takes to be so good at basketball that other professional basketball players are afraid to play against you? You have to dedicate so much time to that. Well, there are only so many hours in the day. Well, let's go back to the rich people. A lot of times, not universal, they became rich or earned that wealth because that was their focus. Business-minded, expand the farm, expand the this, let's meet the king. Okay, so you have that part of it. What happens? I know you've seen this in your life. What happens with rich kids when dad is uber, uber successful but not really around? Dad still wants to be thought of as a good dad, so instead of actually being there and teaching his kids to sit up straight and don't chew with your mouth open and say, yes, ma'am, or I'll bop you. Instead, what does he do? Well, let's just send him to the best schools. The schools will handle. We'll send him to the best schools. Well, no, I'm a good dad. No, I'm not going to be there. I'll be traveling, but hey, have a Mercedes-Benz for your 16th birthday. No, have this, have that. So what happens is you have these children. They grow up without actually being mentored by their parents because their parents are off doing something else, while at the same time drowning in material goods. And what you end up getting is a human being who seeks a challenge. They've never had one, and they've never had guidance. The most dangerous combination in a human in the world is to have somebody who's never had any challenges and never had any guidance. Because when you combine those two things, what you will get is somebody who is out there seeking a purpose. We all seek a purpose. We all want to think we matter. We all want something. And not only that, God made us to take on challenges. So if you're a rich kid, dad ain't around, but you're at school in Paris, maybe that local communist meeting where we can find out about helping the poor, maybe I should get involved. Not quite finished on this yet. We will come back to it. But I want to circle back on something really quickly I said about the poor side of this. The really sad part about communism, it really is, it's all the poor people who get suckered in and then killed by what they supported. Because the communists would never come to power without them, but they get suckered in and killed. I think about that when I think about abortion in America, and I think about where the abortion clinics are really set up. They're set up in the uber poor black communities in this country. Chicago, Baltimore, you name it. You find a super poor black community, you will find a Planned Parenthood there. You will find an abortion clinic there. They've never been taught better. No one has told them that's a life. The communist apparatchiks who run their areas tell them otherwise. I love that preborn, they go out there with just the message of, no, come in. All we want to do is give you an ultrasound for free. And then she walks in there and she hears a heartbeat and she realizes it was all a lie, that that's a life. That's what preborn does. That's what you do when you give to preborn. They have a goal, 15,000 babies the Jesse Kelly Show family is going to save in 2023. Do you think we can do it? $28 buys one of those ultrasounds. Go to preborn.com/Jesse or dial #250 and say baby. Sponsored by Preborn.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Yeah, back to this. Why was it a bunch of rich kids in that Antifa group? You don't raise your kids. You go get rich, and that's fine. But you think, hey, I'll just buy them a new car, fancy school. I don't have to raise them. Well, what you end up with is a child who hasn't been given guidance, and a child that doesn't have any challenges in life. And human beings, not just children, they seek out challenges. It's part of the reason we love that our boys are playing sports. And I'll be frank with you, neither of them are going pro. I'll put it that way. And look, I'm not dogging on them. We want them to go have a purpose in life, a challenge. You have to give them challenges in life and give them guidance. But there's a reason it was Lenin, Pol Pot. How many did I read you? And by the way, I could have kept reading. Communist leaders somehow always seem to come from wealthy parents. Why? At some point in time, they need a challenge. They need a cause. What cause do you have when you're 17 years old? And you're already dating the prettiest girl in school. And yeah, you haven't seen your dad and you're resentful about that. But you have new clothes, new car, nice vacations. Life is good. You live in a mansion, indoor pool, everything else. It sounds lovely. It's the life we all think we want for ourselves. But what challenges have you faced? None. You want a cause, man. People want a cause. They seek one out. Why do you think, you know what? Here's a great example of this. One of the great examples of this is celebrities. Have you ever looked, ever noticed how many movie stars and the singers will take up the most bizarre sounding causes as some kind of charitable case? And you think to yourself, wait, what? That doesn't make, look, climate change is a great example. Leonardo DiCaprio. I had a guy tell me, like one of the far right-wing Hollywood actors who's not allowed to say it, otherwise he'd never get a job. We were talking about something else, and for some reason Hollywood came up, and he said, oh, Leonardo DiCaprio is the most powerful actor in Hollywood. Basically, he gets every script offered to him first, and anyone who does one, it's just because he rejected the thing. So he told me. Anyway, but we were talking about this, and it came up. I said, why all the climate change stuff? He looks like a gigantic boob because the guy's out there on private jets. He lives on a yacht half the time spewing carbon out there. And he looked at me and he said, Jesse, what else is he going to do? You see, if you ask a dude in a vacuum, especially a dude who hasn't been guided the proper way, hey, do you want Leonardo DiCaprio's life? And you know what he thinks? Well, geez, private jets and steaks. And a new supermodel every week if you want one. Hey, what are you doing this week, Chris? I don't know what you're doing this weekend, Chris, but I'm going up probably to the Houston Rodeo, and I'm going to eat a deep-fried grilled cheese sandwich, and I'm going to watch the pig races because my kids think it's hilarious to yell, Jimmy Dean, when the pigs are running. I'm not making that up. That's what I'm doing. You know what Leonardo DiCaprio's doing this weekend? He's taking a private jet to the Mediterranean to hang out with the Russian ballerinas. I'm making that up. That's from a movie, but that's... So you ask a dude, do you want that life? He would say, yeah, I want that life. But what does Leonardo, what challenges does he have? Does he have any? No. He's made of money. He's got he thinks he has everything. So you seek out some stupid cause. That's why the rich kids are the ones who lead the commie movements. That's why. And that's why they murder so many people when they do it. Because when they go in for the cause, they must believe, their psyche demands they believe that they are the right, they are in the right, that they are the good guy. They are leading the good movement, and everyone else is evil and wrong. Yeah, Chris brought up Bono. It's another great example, Bono. That dude is out there doing, quote, charity work all over the place. Why? Well, once you've reached the mountaintop, you seek a cause. It's human nature. We all think we want to win the lottery and get $1 billion. And don't get me wrong, it would be lovely to have $1 billion. But as I've pointed out before, the worst thing in the world for you and me and anyone else is to get everything you want. Because then you're going to find yourself in a real dark place real fast. You need challenges in life. All right, we're going to get to some emails. Senator Cucumber's coming back. You know what? We're going to leave him alone for a minute because we're going to talk about systemic racism. That's something that gets thrown around a lot, right? Systemic racism. Whew. We certainly don't want any systemic racism in this country. And they're out there working to eradicate that systemic racism. Well, we'll have a systemic racism update. That'll be fun. Before we get to that, let's get to MyPillow pillows. Everyone already knows. I don't have to tell you anything about MyPillow pillows. You know about MyPillow pillows. I knew about MyPillow pillows. I had a MyPillow pillow for myself and the wife long before I ever started working with MyPillow. It fixed my wife's neck problems. But, of course, Mike Lindell would want to improve on what I thought was already good enough. He decided to add temperature-regulating thread. There is now a MyPillow 2.0. The new and improved version, and because they're rolling it out and they want everyone to try it, they're buy one, get one free. Let me ask you something. How long do you think MyPillow is going to be offering their brand new state-of-the-art pillows, buy one, get one free? Do you think that's something that's going to last a long time? You think it's going to last forever? Why are you waiting until Christmas time? Buy your Christmas gifts now. Buy your birthday gifts now. Father's Day, Mother's Day, stock up now. Well, they're buy one, get one free. I promise you, the pillow's not going to expire. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, use the promo code Jesse. That's how you get buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call 800-845-0544. Let's tackle emails and systemic racism. Uh-oh, that's getting ugly. Oh, that's coming up. Next. Said you're a water man, take your brother's hand. I'll be running with you.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it has been quite a night here on the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, let's talk a little bit about racism. We did a lot of talk about that last night. Now, remember something. Contrary to what you believe or what you've heard in virtually every single part of American society, there are actually worse things than being a racist. You don't want to be a racist, but there are worse things than being a racist. And there's racism, and then there's systemic racism. You see, if you say, I don't like Asians, okay, well, kind of makes you a crappy person. Probably not somebody I'm going to hang around. Asians I've always enjoyed. The chicks are hot. Quick, Chris. No, I'm serious. No, seriously, it probably makes you a crappy person, but it's not a problem. Certainly shouldn't be a crime. It's just kind of makes you a dirtball. But if you, let's say, run a business and your business is dedicated to discriminating against Asians, well, now we've got a whole different problem. You see, now that becomes a problem. If I say I hate white people or I hate black people, okay, well, that makes me a racist and a piece of trash. It's also not really hurting any black people out there. If I, however, let's say I ran the United States government and the United States government was handing out loans to businesses and I said, black people are at the back of the line. Now that would be a problem. That would be systemic racism that's really hurting black people. By the way, that's exactly what Joe Biden did when he took over the presidency, only he did it to white people, and to this day, everyone has forgotten about it. Got in there, looked at all the PPP loans, and said, back of the line, whitey! The most overt act of racism I have seen in this country in a very, very, very long time, and it hardly made a blip. Oh, we have systemic racism. This one's courtesy of campus reform. There's a student at South Florida, University of South Florida. He wanted some mental health help. I guess he was going through it. And, well, this is the response he got. Unfortunately, we do need to keep this space specific to BIPOC folks. In case you're wondering what BIPOC means, it's black, indigenous, and people of color. Unfortunately, we just need to keep this space specific to black people, indigenous people, and people of color. Hopefully, you'll be able to catch another one either during winter break or next semester. That's what the counseling center said at the University of South Florida. You see, if that was one person at South Florida, get away, white boy. Okay, you're a piece of crap, but it's not the end of the world. Starting to sound pretty systemic out there, isn't it? Might be a problem. Dear Jesse, my son and I are planning to visit St. Louis to visit Rush's grave. We'd like to take something to leave there, but we don't know what to take. I thought about taking a copy of the Anti-Communist Manifesto to show that the fight goes on, but it won't be out when we are there. We want to be respectful to his memory and encouraging to those who come after us. Do you have any advice for us? I'll tell you what. That's an interesting question. Chris, remind me of this on Friday. I know Rush's brother, David, a little bit. He's a very, very, very good man. By the way, David Limbaugh is a very good man. I tell you what I'll do. I'll reach out to him and I'll ask him, because I don't want to give you any advice on taking something to a man's grave. Who knows how his family would feel about that? But maybe there is something his family wants there. In fact, there probably is. Let me ask David. I will ask about that, and I will get back to you. Dear world-famous author, I was a police officer for 29 years until the communists shut down and St. Floyd and defund the police movement. I was a little over a year from retirement, and because I wouldn't take the shot and the liberal city hall wanted to push us older officers out, I lost everything. I was so depressed for so long, and one day I stumbled upon your radio station, and I really have to say thank you. Your show has dragged me out of a dark place. Listen, thank you. Keep on doing you. No, keep on doing you, brother. And I'm glad you're out of that dark place. And remember, anybody with that kind of a lifetime of experience is going to land on his feet. I'm sure you probably already have, but anyone with that much experience in life is going to land on his feet. We just keep on going, right? Just a new day. Jesse Kelly, your show's incredible. So many dance around the issues, you hit them on the head, and I love it. Well, that's because I'm rude. That's because I'm naturally rude. And the wife says, I lack whatever gene people normally have that makes them experience shame in front of other people. It's why I embarrass her so often on purpose, because I'm not worried about embarrassing myself. So if I embarrass both of us together, she's the only one that's hurt. Dear Shogun Shotgun Shogun, I made a food delivery to an MP at Camp Pendleton, and I told him, MP, by the way, is that's what the Army would call military police. They're not really called that in the Marine Corps. It's called the provost, whatever. It's a cop who was standing at the gate. And told him you were basically John Bazalone with the radio show. Thanked me and said he would check it out. I am not fit to shine John Bazalone's shoes. My son became a Marine shortly after 13 were killed in Afghanistan. I know, I tried to talk him out of it. He's a diesel mechanic currently attending ITX training at 29 Palms, where he's a gunner while they're out in the field. After not hearing anything from him in a couple weeks, he sent me this video of how he and his buddies spend their downtime when they're bored. She puts a bunch of laughing faces there. She wants to know, how did I spend my downtime during these training times? Well, look, we were a very sophisticated bunch of elite warriors. Therefore, we spent our time sabotaging each other's food, sabotaging each other's sleep. We spent our time speaking about women, probably not in ways that you would enjoy. We really, really, really enjoyed the MRE bomb. I don't know if they still have these. I've told you this before, but the MRE comes with a little sleeve in it, at least it used to. And the purpose of it is you're supposed to put your hot meal, your main course, like a spaghetti, you slide it into the green sleeve, and it has some chemicals in it to where you pour a little water in the sleeve and it does some chemical reaction. And it creates super heat in there. It steams it up. And if you seal it up, you can warm up your meal no matter where you are with just a little bit of water. It's kind of a cool system. I always thought it was kind of a cool system. Did you know that if you don't put any food in that sleeve, but you take the little bottle of Tabasco sauce that comes in the MRE, that you can actually pour that Tabasco sauce in the sleeve? May I suggest you hold your breath and hurry up, because believe me when I tell you, you're on a time frame. But you pour your Tabasco sauce in there, and then you quickly seal it up. You want to seal it up really, really, really tight. All right, roll it up super tight, and then you go to wherever your buddies are trying to catch some sleep during the day. You have to sneak up there. You want to pick your stealthiest guy. You don't want to get caught, or it's going to go bad for him, all right? Pick your stealthiest guy. Get up there to your boys. You put this MRE bomb next to them, and then get away quickly. I'm doing this from memory. I would say you have probably 15 to 20 seconds, I would guess. It's a short fuse. All right, it's a short fuse. It's not the most scientific thing in the world. But eventually, not only is that MRE sleeve going to pop, and it's extremely loud. It is very loud. Your boys are going to wake up. It will not only pop, it will vent this poisonous pepper gas all over the place that is not fatal or harmful in any way. At least I don't think so. But it's just that you can't breathe and your eyes are watering. And should you ever find your boys in a tent of any kind, or maybe sleeping in a Humvee, it's 10 times as effective when you can get them locked in there. And not that I would ever do such a thing, but if you get them in some kind of locked-in vehicle, like an Amtrak or a Humvee, if you and a couple of your buddies will set up shop on the outside of the door so your buddy can't get out the door when he's trying to get out, that really adds for extra entertainment. All right? What, Chris? I'm giving these young Marines who listen to the show some guidance out there. Somebody has to guide these devil dogs. All right, we have to get to headlines I didn't get to. Oh, and Michelle Obama, she sobbed. She had the saddy sads. We're going to talk about that coming up. But I wonder if My Patriot Supply has any things we can make MRE bombs out of. The last time I looked, Chris, they didn't. Do you think, because right now My Patriot Supply, they're sending out these emergency three-month food kits, and they're including $200 worth of survival gear. Do you think if we put in a special Jesse Kelly Show request for some MRE sleeves to heat up our food, do you think they would include that, Chris? I bet they would. Now, in the meantime, go to MyPatriotSupply.com, and they'll hook you up with $200 worth of free survival gear now when you get your three-month food kit. Every single person in your home needs one. If there's three people in your house, don't get one. Get three. If you live alone, just get one. You don't have to break the bank, but make sure everyone has one, all right? MyPatriotSupply.com. The shipping's free. The shipping is anonymous, and please keep it that way. MyPatriotSupply.com. Hang on.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. You can email us. We'll be right back here tomorrow. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. By the way, I brought up Girl Scout cookies last week. We were joking on Friday. I got a bunch of emails like this. Jesse, I was listening to the podcast of Friday's show talking about buying Girl Scout cookies. I admit I was extremely disappointed to hear that you and your wife purchased cookies considering their support for Planned Parenthood and your vehement pro-life stance. Keep in mind that you're constantly lecturing listeners about giving money to people who hate them. I would hope you would immediately stop any future purchases of Girl Scout cookies. This actually prompted us to panic on the show. Have we been doing this? And no, Chris has mastered this. That is actually not true. Planned Parenthood and the Girl Scouts do not support Planned Parenthood in any way. I don't know what Girl Scouts are going on if they're into something else that's bad, but the Planned Parenthood thing is not true. And believe me, Chris knows how to look. He knows how to dig into these people's eyes. I know because we have to do it with potential sponsors all the time. That is not true. I got all your emails. It's not true. We dabble in truth on this show. Look, Chris, as a journalist.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one.
What does those stupid journalists say all the time? Speaking truth to power. We're speaking truth to power. That's it's been debunked. I forgot we haven't been using that. That's been totally debunked. Michelle Obama says she sobbed uncontrollably for 30 minutes straight after leaving Trump's inauguration. That's from Not the Bee. Is there anybody more unlikable than the Obamas? Just the worst freaking people in the world. Oh, I forgot to play this earlier before I get to headlines. Ted Cruz. I love listening to Ted Cruz interrogate people who are trying to be nominees in front of the Senate because he's this super smart lawyer who's used to destroying people under questioning. This person's trying to be the head of the FCC. Whoopsie.
Let me ask you secondly, the 15 months that your nomination has been pending, you've made not one, not two, not three, you've made 12 separate political contributions to senators running for office. I've been in the Senate 10 years. I have never seen a nominee make contributions to senators while your nomination is pending. I've never seen that once. I had my staff search the records. If we could find anyone in the Trump administration who had done that, my staff was unable to find that. You've been a significant political donor over the years, giving over $32,000. Do you believe it was poor judgment to give 12 separate political contributions to Democrat senators while your nomination was pending?
Senator, I'm a citizen who just wanted to participate
in the
Democratic process.
Yes or no? Do you think it's poor judgment to cut checks to senators who are voting on your nomination while it's pending? No other nominee that we can find has ever done that. Do you think it was poor judgment?
Relatively small donations? No, I don't.
It was over $1,000, $32,000 over your life.
Well, that's over my life.
Well, over $1,000 while your nomination was pending. All right.
But not to one person. Most.
Oh, no. They were to a dozen senators, to a dozen different senators, including senators who.
Of course she doesn't think it's appropriate or inappropriate. Of course she doesn't think it's inappropriate. Why would she think that? These people now live in a world where they understand if they're just good little boys and girls for the system, they will get what they want. And you know what's crazy? If this nominee, but by the way, she backed out today, so she's not going to be the nominee. But once, now that this nominee is gone, she's not going to pay any kind of a penalty for failing to get through as the FCC nominee. She will walk right from that potential job onto a university campus somewhere and make $250,000 a year because she's been a loyal communist apparatchik and the system takes care of its own. Gosh, that stuff drives me crazy. All right, look, let's do a good thing before we leave. Before we get to headlines, let's do a good thing. Let's talk about first responder families really quickly. We see the headlines. We talk about the headlines. Cop killed in an ambush. Sheriff killed in an ambush. Firefighters, this has sadly become a thing now. Firefighters killed. And we get sad. And we say a prayer that night. And it bums us out. And then we move on. But the families don't get to move on. Having spent time with these people, the family has that hole in their life forever. I love that Tunnel to Towers, they're not filling the hole and they're not trying to. They're trying to make the fact that there's a hole there easier, paying off mortgages, building homes for catastrophically injured veterans, doing what they can do to make that hole hurt a little less. All they ask from us is $11 a month. We can sign up and give it automatically. You probably won't even know it's gone. $11 a month? Go to T2T.org. Sign up today. T2T.org, Tunnel to Towers. Let's make sure these families always know they're remembered. All right? One more email before we get to headlines. Hey, Baldy. You know what? That hurts. All right? It's not bald yet, okay? It's thinning, and it's retreating badly. I feel like it's accelerating now, Chris. I don't know what the... It is not. Shut up, Chris. You didn't see that... Okay, I know I said it. You're supposed to disagree with me and make me feel better. Anyway, I'm not even going. It's, anyway, the guy said it's been long said that knowing your enemy will aid you in battle. I've been debating it for a while, so I'll let you decide for me. Is it a good idea to buy and read the Communist Manifesto? My logic is that I can read it in order to get inside the head of these vicious anti-American insurgents. Your thoughts? Yes. Yes. Buy the Communist Manifesto. Buy it. You need to understand. I need to understand how our enemy thinks. And then go buy the Anti-Communist Manifesto at jessekellybook.com.
And now,
here's a headline.
Buy it. Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Texas lawmaker wants 100% tax credit for families with 10 kids. Laugh at them all you want. That's actually offense. I love it. Over 55,000 felons will have voting rights restored before probation ends in Minnesota. Isn't it odd how Democrats always want more and more and more people voting? Always younger people, always more felons. Huh, interesting. Popular beer recalled in Queensland for having excess alcohol. It makes me sad watching what's happened to America, but apparently this is something that's also happening to our Australian brothers and sisters, because every Australian I've ever known could drink like a fish, and now they're so bad they're complaining about too much booze in the beer? HelloFresh drops coconut milk from Thailand over monkey labor allegations. I did not know monkey labor was a thing, but now that's something I really want to see because that sounds amazing. California failed to report missing foster care children, audit finds. Reminder every now and then, just something to put on your prayer list. Say a prayer for the foster children in this nation. Foster kids, orphans, they are oftentimes, very sadly, throughout history, not just in this country, throughout history, those are the kids who are preyed upon by people in society, and we just always need to keep them in our prayers. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We are going to be back to have more fun tomorrow. We'll do more January 6th stuff. That's all.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.